Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, man.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask, how does then
bring you big facts?
Back ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Live from the Trap Music Museum, it's Big Bang, DJ Scream, Baby Jade. Special guest on Big Facts today. The dream is real. Kenny Burns is here. What up? Welcome, Kenny. Welcome. How you feeling, my brother?
I feel amazing. You know, walking in the Trap Museum is always nostalgia for me.
Yeah.
Yes. It's ATL from the flow. Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to be here. Congratulations, y'all. Round of applause for y'all.
Yeah. Flowers. Flowers all around.
Yeah.
So how did it start for you, Kenny? Like, what was the beginning of you, introducing yourself to this culture? How did it start for Kenny Burns?
Let's
start
at the top.
Take you back to D.C. In high school, I was in the streets, and Puff used to go to Howard, and they used to do these parties, you know what I mean? He was affiliated with music. So being young, you know what I'm saying? Like growing up, being like Uptown Records was my soundtrack. Heavy D and the Boys, Mary J. Blige, Jodeci, like all Christopher Williams, Father MC. So I just wanted to be where it was. You know, you're young, trying to get in the mix. And then my senior year in high school, I was a basketball star and got locked up. And so my cousin had ended up coming to Atlanta to go to Morehouse. And he was like, man, you got to come to Freaknik. I'm like, what the fuck is a Freaknik? I'm you know what I'm saying, about to be 19. He's like, you got to come to Freaknik, I'm telling you. So came down, Freaknik 92. And then I went home, made a few plays, and moved down here that fall to attend Morris Brown College.
There you go.
The newly reinstated.
Morris Brown College.
Reaccredited. So, yeah, that's my origin story. And then coming here in 92, you know, that's the year Criss Cross sold 4 million records. LaFay said planted their flag in the soil here heavy. You know, Dallas Austin was doing his thing. Jermaine was doing their thing. Kilo Ali was running it. See, people don't give Kilo Ali enough credit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That was the GOATs. First ATL music I was introduced to. Tony Mercedes was doing their thing.
Mm-hmm.
You had Smurf. I mean, you had a couple things, you know what I'm saying? DJ Toon, rather, On Camp Records. Like, you had things moving. But that, I got curious, you know, and I started throwing Funk Clinic Fridays on Friday night. Hmm. And KP and I were on a flight back yesterday from the VP's house, or this
my
weekend.
Brother.
Yeah, big shout out to Kawan Prather. And, you know, we were just talking about the beginning, man. Like, nobody knew. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I was the AUC guy who threw all the parties, but then we kind of bled into the streets through affiliation. And, you know, we started Dion's 21. Al Capone's 112. Like, we was just running amok. And we was 19 years old.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Driving that shit, putting that shit on. And everybody's like, what do y'all do? How do y'all move like this?
So, right.
So I feel like you're being slightly modest in your early accomplishments. I want you to kind of give us some of the names that you introduced to the city when you started the 2620 Entertainment.
Yeah, I was the first to bring Jay-Z here.
Okay.
We bought the Big Mac promo with Biggie Smalls and Craig Mack.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, all the legends. You know, we did the Snoop tour at the Omni.
Pop it.
You from here. You know what's going on in the Omni.
Right.
But he got locked up and it got canceled. But anyway, so we were the first to bring a lot of that energy here. But we were really the first, like, to give Outkast a stage for the school, mm-hmm. you know, for the AUC. We, I mean, any artist that was anybody we brought, and I'm better at talking about you, Jay, than talking about myself. I've been outside for a long time.
What was that moment when you knew, like, damn, Atlanta is it?
Shit, when I touched Freaknik 92, mm-hmm. I had never seen so many black people from all over the country in one place. Mm-hmm. And then by coming here and then being acclimated into the street culture of Atlanta, they had something to say, you know. I mean, 4 years later, I'm sorry, what, 2 years after I moved here, mm-hmm. Andre poetically said that at the Source Awards, which I was there with a group called Illegal because I was working with Rowdy Records. So big shout out to Jamal and Malik. And then I have a crazy story, actually, about the Source Awards.
We can't wait to hear it.
Yeah. But anyway, so many things, you know, have happened and transpired. But I knew Atlanta was it because of the culture that it was becoming. It was, you know, New York and L.A. had been running everything. And the South really standing on the shoulders of civil rights. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the black people with money were moving here anyway, but a lot of people don't know that. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just got ingrained in the culture and became a part of the fabric that is Atlanta today.
What's the biggest change you've seen since you've been here, like, from then and now? And when you think it shift?
It shift when Outkast came out. I think because prior to that, I mean, the school was a school. You had a lot of people moving here and staying after they graduated, right?
Mm-hmm.
You had great prices. You can get, you know, affordable homes. You know, the middle class here, like, really runs the city still to this day.
Yeah.
And I look at it like when Outkast came out, though, it was like the culmination of everything, you know what I'm saying, we had ever heard come out the South. If you look at what the South was prior to that, it was booty shake music.
Mm-hmm.
And predominantly Miami influence, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you had rappers, you know what I'm saying? You had people here, but, like, Kilo was the freshest thing that sounded more like
the
city and the streets, you know what I'm saying?
Culture, yeah.
The culture. And I feel like when Outkast came, it was like no holds barred because they came out, you know, looking like Atlanta Dope Boys. It wasn't the show yet.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came out with Southern Playlist and Cadillac Music, it was over. Because they were rapping right
here.
You know what I'm talking about? And then, you know, Dre had on the Braves. Like, you know what I'm saying? They were repping Atlanta. And it was too many people that had came through Atlanta. Because I equal D.C. a lot of the time, especially for the 80s. When you look at D.C., D.C. was a drive-through for everything. You had Herbie Lovebug come steal the entire go-go sound and make hits with Salt-N-Pepa. You know what I'm saying? All the people. You know what I'm saying? And then you look at that with Atlanta. People's coming to Atlanta getting that energy, but they wasn't giving Atlanta credit. And I think Outkast stamped, like, who we were and what we were going to be.
So what disturbs you the most coming to Atlanta then and knowing you can just kick it in Atlanta and just the vibe of it, right?
Yeah.
And fast forwarding and the vibe being a little different now, right? Like, what disturbs you the most about this city and our culture and just everything and just the energy and the vibe currently?
Now?
Yeah.
I mean, these niggas ain't hustlers no more. They thieves.
Mm.
They scammers. They standing on, like, shit that ain't cold. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I denounce all street shit I ever was involved with. And I've been locked up. I done been a part of case. Like, I done been involved in it all. But we glorifying to the point of destruction. Mm. And that's what the most disturbing thing about Atlanta is for me, because this still is the blackest, most beautiful city in the world for opportunity. I mean, LA and New York used to be the big city of dreams. Atlanta is that. Mm. And we don't even slow down. And the real problem is people accepting the bullshit from us. Mm. That's the real, I wish I had my motherfucking burn, but like these motherfuckers, man, because it's horrible the way people represent themselves, let alone our city. Unbelievable. You become millionaires, you know better, you do better. You don't stand on the bullshit. The bullshit has gotten everybody where they at right now.
Facts.
What is it? Oh, it's too low. My bad. I'm trying to find the horn. But not what you said is fact.
So speaking of the current state of the city of Atlanta, recently you were on Earn Your Leisure, mm-hmm. and I had to go back and like re-listen to it, because a lot of people were trying to give you a lot of flack because they thought that you had said that when the YSL and YFN crews mm-hmm. were arrested, that the murder rate in the city went down 35%. But it was actually, you said that one of your producers was doing a documentary on the district attorney's office, and they were provided that information. But aside from that fact, how do you really feel about that statement? Do you really feel like the murder rate actually went down 35%, or do you think that because of these two specific individual people, or do you feel like overall it just kind of slowed down for whatever reason?
Well, first of all, the mayor came out, I think 2 weeks later, and said the exact same fact, the mm-hmm. mayor. So, and he didn't mention any names. The information was told to me as it was told, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I feel like at the end of the day, you know, they, and I'm talking about the Fannie Willis's office.
Right.
They set a precedence to what's going to be going on with these RICOs and how they're coming after our people, mm-hmm. after our kids. Because I'm 50 years old.
Right.
So I have no skin in the game other than to tell people the facts.
Right.
And I want these youngers to be terrified, to be honest, because they making these mistakes based on what they think they should be doing rather than what they should be doing. So with that fact, I just repeated something that, you know, was told to me that eventually came out and was stamped by our mayor.
Right. I mean,
he didn't say names. The other piece of that was, at the end of the day, you know, if, and you seeing everything that's going on, I don't have to say nothing. Like,
right.
you see what's going on. People getting convicted, people pleading, people telling, all the shit that they not supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
My thing is, they coming after y'all. Every last one of y'all.
Right.
Don't think you not on the board. These people on the board. They in there right now. Affiliation is everything. They about to come out with a law that if you associated with some gangster shit, that you on the list. We already know conspiracy exists. They talking about actually gang, like if you are part of a gang, if you are put on this board, that you have no rights, that they could take you to jail based on conspiracy. Y'all all know how conspiracy work, right?
Yeah.
They ain't even got to have proof.
Right.
So how many of us know gangsters? How many of us be around gangsters? Like, it's not, but the thing is, we got to make this shit uncool. I was talking to Bank 1 week and we were just having a conversation. If you made something lame, ain't nobody gonna do it no more. Not black folk. We stand on cool everything. We stand on what we know to be true. And that's a sad fact, when what we know to be true is death, misogyny, despair, and destruction. That's sad.
Facts.
And I'm not, listen, man, as a man, not only a father to two young boys, married 24 years, I've been a mentor to all y'all on some level. And a person that gives back to my entire community. Don't nobody give me no money. Akon, the only motherfucker ever gave me $100,000 to say thank you. I ain't never asked for no kickback.
Right.
It's about helping people. And I'm helping people now. Now mind you, let's clear that one little thing up.
Okay.
I had a whole lot to say about that. And that kind of got, because it was to your question of where Atlanta is and what is making me upset about Atlanta. That was part of that conversation.
Right.
That wasn't no one-off, like I'm just going
to go
ask somebody. And I know, Lucha, I don't know Doug like that.
Yeah.
Never been in any really, you know, surroundings with
him.
And nor do I wish anybody, but I want my youngest that are not affected by what's going on with YSL and YFN to understand that they are coming for you.
Right.
They are coming for you. This is not like you can't do nothing. I don't know what y'all thinking y'all getting away with or what y'all texting and call. They know. Nigga, have you ever spoke to the phone and the shit pop up in your Instagram? And you don't think they can understand where you at, what you doing, how to find you? Yeah. I'm terrified for the youngest because, again, people out here killing for sport. It ain't even no getting money no more.
Yeah.
Like, what happened to getting money? Stay low. You know what I'm saying? Have some fun. Travel the world. Invest into something to make a way out. They want to kill. Killing is fun. So I just get into the, and I'm not, again, I'm not saying nobody killed. No, I don't know nothing.
Yeah.
I'm saying what they going to do to these youngins and how y'all going to keep being tricked into the system. It's a sad, it's a no way out situation. And I feel sad for my generation because we made it $1 trillion business.
Yeah.
My generation made it $1 trillion. We had $1 trillion. We not at no, we got multiple billionaires. Like, we going to stop the train because you want to kill somebody? You don't want to get money and live and fuck with girls or whatever your thing? You don't want to do that? You want to kill? And all the songs is about killing. You sliding on everybody. That's why I be bugging out how your smile be in the middle of all that fucking dysfunction. Like, how can this light even exist? No, I'm dead ass serious.
Damn.
That's cold.
Yeah.
And it's deep. Listen, everybody can change. But we got to do the work.
Do you think the music dictate the energy of the world, period?
Come on, man. I've known you for at least 20, right?
Yeah.
You seen the culture change in Atlanta from the party. When I was dominating the club, what was going on? Yeah. Hands in the air. You was meeting your girlfriend, your wife. You was having children. Nah, niggas is... I'm talking about the hookers. Now, let's just talk about them hookers for one second. The hookers going to kill. So I'm not joking. They're going to trip somebody up in the club. You're going to bust your motherfucking head on. But no, you can't even have a good time no more.
Oh, my God.
You can't even have a good time no more. Girls getting cold marks on their thighs looking like they've been beat up. You know what I'm talking about? Niggas, it's 42 niggas in the booth and four girls. And then the pretty girls act like niggas shooting the motherfucking ratchets. And I'm like, bitch. I'm sorry. I love you, black queens. Yes. I love you, black queens. I want you to be better. I don't understand, though. It's unbelievable. It's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
But is it just a shift in the world?
That's what I was
saying. Yeah, absolutely.
Because the world is fucked up.
So you saying, you basically...
Hookers are going to be the death of us.
Nah.
They're going to trip you up in the club. You're going to fall and bust your head on the corner of the table.
What I'm saying is, do you think the music is the only thing that's got this shit how it is?
No.
Okay. What do you think?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think the financial state of the economy contributes to a large part of it because it goes back to, basically, for lack of a better way to put it, trying to keep up with the Joneses. Like, niggas feel like they gotta have this, they gotta have that, they gotta have the jewelry, they gotta have the designer clothes, they gotta have all the shit that they really don't understand is totally irrelevant to actually being really successful. They feel like they have to put on an image to get the bitches, to be cool with the other niggas, to, you know, do certain things. And the need to want to have to do that is what is fueling the scamming, what is fueling the robbing, what is fueling, like, all the shit that is unsavory to our community.
I'm about to get your ass, Jay.
You picked up the mic.
And I love you.
I love you more.
But it is the music, because the music has always been the soundtrack to our lifestyle, how we live. Like, that's... Listen, at the end of the day, if you hear all day long that bitches ain't shit, you going to think bitches ain't shit. Now, women saying niggas ain't shit.
Hold up, KB. Hold up. Too Short was saying this shit, too.
Yeah, but that was a one-off. No,
hold on. Let me say this. It's just what we, because we actually seeing it, too. Imagine Instagram was out when y'all
It's the majority, bang.
Imagine Instagram was out, though.
No, I'm with you, but Luke
social media. I think it's social media.
No, I mean, but it's social media, but it's also the music. If, again, we brainwashed. We are brainwashed.
You saying the music make you go on social media and do the shit you're doing?
The music absolutely makes you do that. We have not, in the first time in hip-hop history this year until, like, June, we hadn't had a number one single album.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
But I guess that's kind of what I was trying to say, too. Like, the music is perpetuating this image that these kids or these street niggas or whoever feel like they have to keep up with, and that's what's fueling
the music the regular is that
street
though.
Niggas or whoever to scam, to rob.
Nah,
to rob.
Scammers it's like a thief. Cycle. No, a thief's a thief. If you a fucking thief, or you know what I'm saying, you a thief. If you a scammer, you a fucking scammer. That's in you. Ain't nobody.
But the motivation for the thieving and the scamming.
You can't say that either, KB. Again, I gotta do because a broke ass nigga is anything. A nigga broke.
Yeah, but you have core. It's
not, when I see this shit working.
I can say a lot about knowing your history. Us just clicking like recently. I'm talking about some homie shit, but like knowing your history.
Yeah.
To see you change, nigga, to know better is to do better. You cannot.
I'm just about to say that.
You are an example.
You can't be educated.
And if you got a motherfucker telling you every day, you got to do this, you got to pull that thing, you got to do this for me. What you fuck you think? He just said it. They going to do it because they broke.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I'm holding this motherfucking mic.
That's a first.
Yeah, let me grab my shit. But
let me get this. Hey, okay.
Because this shit's crazy. It's a state of emergency, man.
You right by what you said. No, but the thing I'm saying is I understand it. How do we get them to see it?
I understand. You got to make it lame. You told me.
Bro, we on the podcast. No, but you bring it out on the podcast.
But listen, we got to make it lame.
You right.
We keep getting mad. It was a time where they didn't say bitch on the radio. We ain't got no order in the street. We ain't got no order in fucking corporate America.
Where we started,
streets
KB?
To the sweet.
You know what I'm saying? Where do we start?
I'm doing it. You doing it. You changed your whole life. What I tell you the other day? I told this man, bro, you are the exact. No, I need you, KB. I'm like, no, you don't. You literally would duct tape records. Duct tape records. What are you doing right now?
Podcaster,
bro. The fuck you mean? You better not edit that shit. And at the end of the day, I'm the realest. Day. You had me come with this motherfucker to tell the truth.
Ahead,
you can't keep doing the same shit and expect the same results.
Them facts.
We do it to ourselves, and that's what I'm saying. And you know, I ain't never not give you super love when I see you.
Sure.
And I don't make you feel no kind of way about nothing. If you ever ask me for something, I tell you the truth. Yeah, yeah. But we can't keep lying to ourselves. The music is the motherfucking soundtrack to our lives. It is always been our mama era, grandmama era, church music, gospel has always been a light R&B. For us.
R&B made you want some pussy, man.
You hear me?
That shit make you. You right by what
these girls experiment with girls for sake of trying some shit. Then now the gangster shit, you got niggas trying for shit that can't come back for. Cause once a nigga go, he gone.
Oh my god!
And it's the music. You cannot tell me nothing because that's what we are. Let me tell you,
I'm telling them nigga do all that.
I love that nigga. DJ is gonna come through. DJ Scream. A DJ always got the shit in their backpack too. Yeah. Get them cords out my bag.
No, you
dead right, but bro, like at the end of the day, what we supposed to do? We supposed to continuously keep even these executives. I challenge every executive. They all, not all, most of my mentees. You signing bullshit, but you got a son. You wouldn't want to do that. Mm. You got a daughter that if she said my pussy pink and my asshole brown, you would lock her in her fucking room. That we don't have no structure no more. Mm. Fuck freedom. Fuck all that shit they saying about, women. No, women hate men now. Men have been fucked up. And I'm saying that to everybody. Men have been fucked up. Been fucked up. We've been doing fucked up shit the whole time. Because we emulating the white man. The white man is the man that came, stole America, enslaved black men. But we want to be like them motherfuckers. And I, don't get me started on names.
Go ahead.
But no, I'm not, because you want to go viral. I want to change the world. My point is, at the end of the day, you got motherfuckers acting like these motherfuckers overseers. We got a lot of men that's black men that's overseers. That's why people ain't got publishing. That's why people in dire straits. That's so how TLC ain't got no motherfucking money today.
Yeah.
We got a real issue, but ain't nobody telling the truth and they all can.
Yeah.
It's like, yay, how you don't got that seat at the table, bro? Like, you broke through, bigger than Jay, Puff, anybody. How you don't got that seat? Because guess what happens to black men? Narcissism. Mm. Our ego fucking trumps our masculinity. Masculinity ain't got nothing to do with fucking shitting on nobody. Even femininity in women and their egos. The ego has taken over femininity. They call it feminist movie because they want to be, no, bitch. I'm sorry.
Lady, person, queen.
You know, the nigga come out sometime. I'm trying to leave. Niggerdom, I am trying to escape. But every time somebody talking about my ass out, my titties, I'm free. Oh, it's free. And you would... Do you really think there's some mystery about you now? Mm. That go for men, too. You think it's you talking about all this you got, and you expecting a woman to come to you for you something are. Different than the
who
money?
You are, yeah.
Brum, 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 brum. Right or wrong, though. Right. So I get frustrated, and listen, and I get frustrated because we
hold on,
have,
let him cook.
We have the answers, but we continuously not solving the problem.
What's the answers, though?
The answers to not do the shit. If I'm married 24 years, but yet I'm in the club talking about touch yourself. What the fuck that gonna do for my marriage or somebody looking at me thinking they got the calm or resolve that I got? Mm. Most niggas gonna take the motherfucking offers.
They said they need answers. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million black businesses initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
So let me ask you a question. Do you think that the budget and the funding for the shit that you're talking about to get it right can't come anywhere near the budget and the funding for the bullshit. You see what I'm saying?
Hey, bro.
Because the bullshit is being funded on a level that...
on another planet.
That's what I'm saying.
They double down and on it. But see, the problem, every time they double down on something, they own folk come out to our side. So now you got them little white boys and girls, you know what I'm saying, getting in line with what we doing. And they not with that. See, the thing about hip-hop, it's indestructible. Mm. The one thing in hip-hop culture is not... is the music. And you can see that in the sales and what's going on. Mm-hmm. Every Spanish Afrobeat white person that comes out with a sing-songy hook or some, mm-hmm. some, you know what I'm saying, some riding the beat in the bar, that's rap, that's hip-hop, that's inspired by hip-hop. Mm-hmm. But right now, bro, we are not Africa. Look at Afrobeats, bro. Mm-hmm.
That's who taking over, though. Mm-hmm. That's them niggas making them sound, them niggas from the islands and shit.
And you don't they be seeing them doing nothing crazy.
You can't go wrong with love.
I don't need no negativity.
They preaching love.
I don't need no negativity around.
He putting that shit out there, huh?
They preaching love, but then again, when you go over there, like he's saying, the life and the lifestyle is different in Ghana. Where I just, you know what I'm saying? Like,
facts.
It's different.
Yeah.
Some of that big shit facts.
Up, oh, for sure. But
I mean, listen, the majority of the other underdevelopment is fucked up, but people that want better do better. Mm-hmm. If you look at the regions and where they're successful, that's because they want to do better. If I'm going to tell you, and you could vouch for this, I ain't never done no business with you. I came out of the blue because I saw you for what you were trying to do and change. What I do, I brought a check. I ain't bring no come see me, can I... You know what I'm saying? And yeah. Any time before that, I just call you or what?
Check in.
Keep going, nigga.
Yeah, for sure.
I ain't never had no motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? And even for anybody else. So I want to say it's the leaders. We got a lot of it's the leaders. We have a lot of false prophets. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of people want you buy. It's like this whole financial literacy movement. How many Ponzi schemes versus actual education do you see? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But see, we all looking for a personal Jesus.
A Ponzi scheme.
Oh, yeah. You ain't never heard of a pyramid scheme, nigga?
So let me ask you a serious question.
And I'm not talking about Earn Your Leisure. They actually provide information.
Oh, nah. Them niggas, they giving the game.
Yeah, I'm talking about the pyramid scheme. Today, $1,099. We're going to give it to you for $250.
Right.
Come on, bro. This ain't no goddamn.
Them boys, Earn Your Leisure, they doing their thing.
Nah, big shout out to Shaw Alive. Troy Miller. Yeah, for sure.
Let me ask you a serious question.
I can't let this mic go. This motherfucker.
The, not, like, a few minutes ago, you were speaking on, like, the quote unquote overseers that are basically hindering our process or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So would you equate those overseers to slave catchers?
Wow. I wouldn't say slave catchers, but by your people, you supposed to do better. We got too many people in deals that went through life fucked up because of somebody else's, you know what I'm saying? Overbearing.
Yeah,
power in their life.
You saying basically in them buildings, a nigga sitting right next to them folk, just like knowing they trying, you just seeing if you gonna go for it. If you go for it, cool. If not, then we'll negotiate.
Absolutely facts. Big facts.
Like, yeah. Every really black executive, fuck you. We trying to fuck you off the bat.
No, but if any black executive walked out the building, they wouldn't know what to do.
What you mean?
If the black executives walked out of these entertainment companies, they would not know what to do.
Yeah, they'd be lost.
But yet you signing what they want you to sign, because clearly it can't be taste level. Ladies and gentlemen, this music can't be taste level. Mm. Yes, the beat. Yes, the melodies. Even like every Atlanta artist, they've always had that melody that makes you want to be a part of the song, meaning sing along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Every artist. New York, I mean, I'm not dissing New York artists. I think they're coming back, like, they're coming back stronger than ever. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know about ever, but they're coming back. But a lot of influence in their music is from Atlanta. It's from singing. It's from the melody.
Yes.
It's from the writing, the beat, the way that we do, right?
Yes.
But I want to say this, bro, and I want to speak to all you executives. It's y'all duty to sign. It's some amazing artists out here. And it's not that you can't tell stories about the hood and coming up. That's what we grip onto. That's what we champion.
Yeah.
But when you know better, you got to do better. You got to go back and put the motherfucker that was in your motherfucking position. You so can't keep perpetuating the shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so basically you're saying that it's on them to stand up and change the narrative.
We have to. How many good parents you
but
see?
But a lot of these niggas breaking through on some indie shit too now.
I was just about to say, what like, about
a lot of these niggas breaking through when you ain't got no choice but to get them going big with them. A lot of these niggas breaking through too now.
Listen, man, it's like the platform we using for the come up program. Big shout out to Amp. You know, we got CEO Trail, we got Pope Baby, we got goddamn Ken Carson. We trying to give people the information. But even what we said about them as we broke it down, you know what I'm saying? We were giving, you know, with Pope Baby, he represent everything we done seen in Atlanta culture ever. Ken Carson named himself, I'm sorry, Ken Carson. He on his little Uzi, you know what I mean? But then you look at CEO Trey, he named himself CEO. He want to be a boss. He got an idea who and what he want to be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But they all need mentors to steer them in the right direction.
So what about the youth that just don't give a fuck about the mentors and the gatekeepers? Is that a big
problem? If they don't give a fuck about that, they don't give a fuck about the world. And the world, listen, we got Kim Jong-un with nuclear fucking weekends. He just making nuclear bombs. Mm. You got, you know, you can clearly see what Donald Trump tried to do. He wanted to take over. He wanted to become a dictator. He wanted to break our democracy down, become a dictator so he could put forth whatever he want go. People that are like that are power hungry. They don't want nothing for us. Mm. You got to want something for yourself. Our generation has never had nothing that we didn't make or give to ourselves.
Switch it a little bit, just dropping the ball.
Hold on, let me ask you. Go ahead. When you think that it shift, like the music shift to that? Like, what shift the music to that?
After Jeezy tipping them, you know what I'm saying? I think, like, as you got into the 2000s, it wasn't no more storytelling.
You saying when the trap, I think when the trap came, when niggas brought, you right, because it's two sides of the trap. So when niggas dropped, the hustlers came first. Then the robbers came in. It's two sides of the trap in the street.
100%. No, but listen.
When he broke through that little time frame when they were trying to blackball him and shit, and he showed like he was the ultimate epitome of I don't give a fuck, I'm me. Zone 6.
Yeah, but not even that. They still
taken.
But you know still, but still like, telling stories.
Niggas related to that, and niggas gravitated. It's
two sides to it,
like,
though.
Man, look at Future. Look at Future. Future started out like Gucci, Jeezy. I mean, he was, you know what I'm saying, Tony Montana. Like, he was kind of talking a little story. But then he got into, like, the, I'm not going to call it mumble rap, but let's call it melody rap. And everything became about sonically sound music to me. You know what I'm saying? But they wasn't saying nothing.
So who you think the most impactful artist? Like, who do you think was the most impactful artist to come out of Atlanta? Like, let's be real.
Impactful artist ever?
Yeah.
Today.
That's a great question. That's a great question.
Answer it wisely.
To impact the world. Like,
listen, my view is my view.
World on drugs.
And not the views of Big Facts. Right. she said, nigga, why? I don't give a fuck. Let me see. That's a great question, though.
Who put the world on drugs?
Yeah, but I ain't giving no cosign to that. We know who that was. Damn, influential, I would have to say Andre, 3000. And I'm going to tell you why.
Ain't nobody. We ain't say influencer.
Listen.
That's two different words.
Would Thug be wearing dresses without Andre? Hold on, bro.
Impactful. Now, he impacted the artist. I'm saying who impacted to me. I ain't trying to get you to say what I want you to say. Yeah. I'm just saying who impacted, like, everybody, not just artists, everybody wanted to be what he talking about. That's impact.
Well,
my influential or impactful?
Exactly.
Impactful, like,
influential and impactful.
Who made this shit shift the most
to
when
me,
they came?
To me, Jeezy. And I'm going to tell you why.
It's either Jeezy or Future.
I get it. But I'm going to tell you why Jeezy. Jeezy was the hope of the hood.
Of the
you know what I'm talking about? The hope. And I'm talking about it transcended Atlanta ghetto to the world. Because corporate thugging was a mentality. And you know I'm talking about real street niggas that really went into business and did so. I ain't talking about the labels that came and tried and didn't win. You know what I'm saying? But there's a lot of labels that from Atlanta and exactly from Atlanta that did.
Right.
But he was the motherfucker. And big shout out to Shakir Stewart. Rest in peace. Like,
when he
signed him, we was all like, damn, like, this nigga different. You know what I'm saying? And it's not just because he was rapping about the struggle, because the struggle's been a part of our music the whole time. But he believed that shit.
Yeah.
And when he said, like, you know what I'm saying? It was like, okay, you know what I'm saying? I start out a lot of my shows. I'm in my Cool Whip, inside Jello. Hop up off that pretty motherfucker like, hello. You can't be, nobody's standing still.
Right.
And you can go, I mean, you can go the whole way through the album. You know what I'm talking about? And I don't feel like, I don't feel like there's another artist that had that much. Because I think Atlanta streets got respect from other city streets when Jeezy came out.
No fact. What you're saying, but it's, to me, my opinion is, you right about what you're saying, but it's the generation of it. It's the timing of it. See, you said that moment. You know what I'm saying? You can't beat but one. So Jeezy, because you came from that moment and you was impacted to the max.
But I seen
the clubs. And the streets was too. And the clubs.
Yeah,
everybody.
And listen, 100 bottles. Snowman. You know, order. Table service was cemented from Atlanta. Like all the things that Atlanta.
The bitches thought they were dope boys. I get what he's saying. The bitches were buying section. When Jeezy and them came and all that, now everybody want to boss up. You right.
Yeah. But I didn't see and the Future, big shout out to Future. I've been a part of day one. I put him on Grey Goose Rising Icons back in the day. I saw him early. So I've done a lot for the city and all these artists.
For sure.
But it's like, if you said one, you know, I don't know one that could last as long as Slim has, you know what I'm saying? With just that type of music. He ain't tried nothing else.
Yeah.
He ain't tried nothing else.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. So I don't know.
Yeah.
And it all starts from the streets.
You know. It's influence and impact. I love, you know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna tell you why me. Because I seen the nigga Piers be influenced and impact by
Future. Who's the Tupac of
Atlanta? These niggas treat that boy different.
Who's the Tupac of Atlanta?
Gucci.
Tupac of Atlanta, Gucci.
Gucci, no period.
Hands down. Yeah.
Period. This nigga.
Didn't Tupac have the most influence?
Tip. The Tupac of Atlanta. Cause he did, he do it all. Like, you gotta think now. Don't get it fucked up.
No, he right.
When
he
that
right.
Boy, Tip was the first.
He do more righteous shit.
Tip was,
for sure.
But he was the first.
You right.
Nigga to have bad bitches at their party as an Atlanta nigga. Let's get don't
he's
get
been
it fucked up.
Since
he was like when the boy first had his first run. Now,
yeah.
When he first came, them party was like a Jay-Z party or some shit.
Right. No, he did.
I'm gonna give him that.
Right.
So that's the girls, and that's the.
And he always appeared to want to be
smart.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And be.
He never tried to.
He wants
it
the
down.
Information. No, but just not only that. He wants the information. He just not gonna go say whatever without asking some fucking questions. So I agree with that. Mm.
But the reason that I say like they're all the way right, and I tip slipped my mind. I'm from the West Side. That was my fault. The reason that I say Gucci too is because when I think of Gucci, I think of that Tupac picture when he had on the red hockey jersey and the bandana.
That's just one moment of it. That's just one moment of it. What you think?
No.
Gucci, ain't Gucci one of one?
No question.
No, what I'm saying is,
you can't put here like another nigga. He Gucci.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody remind me of
being Tupac and like beating the odds and like coming back from some of the most unbelievable shit. Like,
for sure.
The whole world tried to blackball him when that shit was going on with him and Jeezy. And that nigga came back
the real
with Mariah Carey.
Shine.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, it ain't now. Like, you could say, who gonna be the next Gucci? You know what I'm saying? Like, who can remind you of Gucci? Like, that's what we looking for. I don't think it was a nigga before Gucci like Gucci.
In my
opinion. Like,
and then if we're going to talk about influence and if we're going to talk about impact, look at, I don't want to say birth because that's kind of disrespectful, but look at all the niggas that Gucci molded and uplifted.
Facts. Them facts.
Yeah,
a lot of niggas come from Gucci.
The whole entire Atlanta.
That's why I say it ain't nobody like that. We talking about impactful because a lot of niggas still disagreed with what kind of nigga Gucci was. So it was divided. Mm-hmm. He got the niggas that really fuck with him in the streets. He draw the line. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the niggas that everybody fuck with. Even in the industry, certain niggas just don't fuck with Gucci.
All respect.
It's what it is. Like, and he accept that. Like, I don't fuck with them niggas either. But I'm saying, like, Future come in a, like, all them niggas want to fuck with him.
Influential ever.
The rappers, everybody.
Influential ever is Future.
Future.
Influential.
But how would you not put Andre 3000 on that list?
Yeah, because he come from Andre 3000. But
Impact and influence is different.
It wouldn't influence be none of that without Andre.
Influence means everybody wants to be like me, dress like me.
1,000% with you, but nobody has ever, like, it wasn't nothing before Dre like that.
You always
get
saluted.
Okay, so
you're
going to get to LL or Jay-Z if we talk about New York.
I give it to Rakim. I would give it to Rakim.
Rakim over Jay?
First, number one.
I get that, but it we gonna say it wouldn't be a Jay-Z if it weren't for Rakim. Cool.
Right, right.
There are pioneers.
No, that wouldn't be a Jay-Z if it weren't for Big Daddy Kane.
Okay, I respect all the pioneers of the game. Mm-hmm. But when a nigga come out and he that one and he came out there, you gotta give him to it.
Yeah.
You got to give it to a nigga. That's just how I look at it.
That's just like having a whole Michael Jordan, Jay-Z's LeBron debate.
Jay-Z's had more impact, though.
It's the same shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I got to get these niggas this shit now. Like,
Rakim was a motherfucker. And he ain't cursed. And we trying to stop saying nigga too, by
the way. It's hard, though.
Fact show. We going to work on that. But niggadom is hard to escape.
Yeah. But you get what I'm saying, though, bro.
That's just like if Michael Jordan doesn't give LeBron his credit, he's a hater. Period.
But LeBron ain't really deal with Michael Jordan, did yet?
Impact culture.
No, but
you're
what
right.
I'm saying is,
he has an impact on culture like Michael.
Yet,
this
but
is a great conversation.
This is, you know what I'm saying? He's
oh, you got to take your head off the niggas.
Yeah, that's
right. Yeah, you got to take your head off the niggas.
That's just like Big Daddy Kane and Jay-Z fucking.
But a lot of them niggas, some of them niggas don't be wanting to get that shit up,
like
though.
Him, like.
You know, some of them niggas want to be the best forever.
First of all, let's give credit to everybody who has made a better way for all of us. You know what I'm talking about? I think that, like, we have so many artists from Atlanta, they often ask me in interviews, why the camaraderie? I'm like, because we from the South. Like, it's literally a thing called Southern hospitality. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
So at the end of the day, you can't, like, escape that here. Because even if you don't know somebody, you feel a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. That's an energy. Exactly. That's an energy. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So I want to give everybody their props, especially Ludacris. I don't think Ludacris get enough of his flowers.
Oh, yeah,
flowers.
He was definitely one of the ones that fucking brought that whole fucking...
He was our
that
Busta
rap that made
yeah,
you...
Yeah.
That made
about,
that imaginary
theatrics.
Rap.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That made you think... Like, you could really... His lyrics and his fucking whatever made you... You could have a whole movie in your head listening to his rap. Like, he's
rap.
An illustrator, for yeah, real. Yeah. Like,
and $5.6 billion at the box office.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, Bloody different. Luda different.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he can rap. And
happy
for real.
Birthday. He a Virgo too, so. I'm a Scorpio. Yeah. With a horn that nigga. Bam, 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 bam.
That nigga KB said, but I tell niggas who's like me, I'm light skinned and I'm a Scorpio. So nigga, you add that up.
Right.
Blue black on the inside. I think everybody know by now.
So another question that I wanted to ask you is it's a two-part question. So the first part is, how did you acquire the job as senior vice president of brand management for Combs Enterprises?
Mm-hmm.
And then the second part of the question is, do you feel like your life experiences that you acquired going to Morris Brown and existing and living at an HBCU kind of made you the perfect man for that job?
Yeah, HBCUs changed my life. I mean, you know, back then you used to see things on the Cosby Show or a Different World, you know what I'm talking about? And being in the street, and I had, you know, single parent home, I'm a statistic, locked up at 18. You just never think you're going to get to that point. So coming to the AUC, obviously having Howard University being a backdrop where I was born and raised. But coming here at 18 and seeing the AUC changed my whole perspective, all in black people from all over the country just like me.
Yeah.
And how it affected me, it taught me that people were my superpower.
Yeah.
And I took that into every job I ever obtained, and specifically with Revolt, because I launched Revolt with Puff in 2013.
Yeah.
He had been courting me because of a big fiasco at the world famous compound where we had some vodka wars.
Yeah.
He asked me to, 2 weeks after that, a lot of people don't know, he asked me to come work for Ciroc. I said no. And then when he came, I think a year or two later, with the Revolt opportunity, I said yes, because it was an opportunity for us to change the world. We had done business. We had obviously had public skirmishes since 1994. So we had that brotherly back and forth for a long time. Andre Harrell, who's like our father, you know, enlisted me to come help them with Revolt, and went out there and thought I was going to change the world with that. Midway through, he offered the Sean Combs Wine and Spirits opportunity. We launched De Leon Tequila, the first iteration of that, with the chrome hearts tops and the $60 glass. It was a beautiful presentation. This is also beautiful, but it was unbelievable. And, you know, I couldn't really resist that. It doubled my salary and opportunity. I was supposed to transfer my equity from Revolt to De Leon. That never happened. And then, you know, just kept it moving. But it was a great opportunity. And I go into every job, Jay, you know what I'm saying, with my all. You know what I'm saying? That's like why I try to tell these youngins, who get hurt, you know, women and men, about love. It's like, okay, you rather not feel it, so you know what it feel like. So right. I give my everything to every relationship. But it just gets to a point where, you know, you got to do yourself sometimes. With a person of my relationship, you know, my relationships and my access, it was time for me to go on my own way. So after that, I kind of bust a move, and that was the best move I ever made.
Yeah.
Met Fawn Weaver and Uncle Nearest, the fastest growing American whiskey in U.S. history, independently owned. Went from 75 cents a share to $29 a share in 6 years. So, you know. But I think, like, people don't really understand the value of entrepreneurship.
Give it to you.
You know, you think you're supposed to be in somebody else's thing. And I've given my all to everybody else for so long. It was time to do for myself. Since I invested in Uncle Nearest, I had the opportunity to invest in LS Cream Liqueur, which is a Haitian Cremas inspired cream liqueur, which had a $10 million valuation on that. In 18 months, the vodka, which is Vusa Vodka and Biab Gin, is my latest investment. Spearhead Spirits, you know, our vision for that is to see Africa on the back of every back bar in the world. And so, you know, just it taught me a lot working with Puff. I go at him a lot, especially when he's talking about holding the black vote or anything that I disagree with. I hold all my peers responsible because I think that's what we're supposed to do. So I feel like
accountability that, you know, is
one, one of the best universities I've ever attended was Puff Daddy University. So big shout out to Puff.
Shout out to Puff.
So moving into 2024, a curiosity, like, where are you going to stand politically? Because obviously a lot of people just ain't feeling what's going on currently politically.
Great question.
And you know what's coming. So where are you as Kenny politically, Burns gonna stand
politically? I am going with the best human possible. And people always talk about lesser of two evils. You got to get to know who you can know. Put them in pocket. I'm another example of that as well, right? Big shout out to Wes Moore. He's the governor of Maryland. I was locked up at 18. I have to pay every time I go to Canada. You know what I'm talking about? I can't get a firearm, although my wife has a couple. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Just letting everybody know. but, you know, I literally couldn't get a pardon. I meet this man at the VP's house this past weekend, you know what I'm saying? Paperwork in motion to get pardoned. That's all from relationships.
Right.
So I encourage everybody to get to know your local and state government. You know what I'm saying? We think it's about the presidency all the time, and it's not. Now, we do know who's good and bad, right? You can't stand on the side of a motherfucker who's evoked racism like you know what I'm saying? The OGs are saying they didn't feel this way, you know what I'm saying, after segregation. Like, it's just so many people are actively outwardly racist, you know what I'm saying? So I think you just got to judge for yourself. So the party, though, I'm not saying Republican, Democrat, or independent. I'm voting for the best humans, and I suggest everybody get to know their local and state representatives.
The word on the streets, just have a real conversation, big facts, right? The niggas going to kick, like, man, when bro was in there, money.
But money is not defining, man, and we got to get off that.
A lot of folk going to undercover vote for Trump, though. People that don't like him vote for him.
Yeah, I'm not with that. Y'all think that stimulus was going to sustain you where you at right now?
No, I get it.
For those who are depending on the stimulus, where you at right now?
Most people.
And how much debt did that man leave? See, what they don't realize, these taxes that y'all ain't paying, they don't come see you. You're going to get a bag one day, they're going to take all your motherfucking money. And you got to realize that politics is all up and down, you know what I'm saying, right. That street. And that's what people don't realize. You can vote for who you want to vote for, and that's probably people that want to keep most of their money, which we all do, but there are ways to keep your money. You got to read, huh? Reading is fundamental. You got to read. There are opportunities for people that make money, how to get trust, all types of things, protect your assets. But we want to go act like money is the thing. That's our problem. Our problem is that money is the thing. Me and Bank was talking when we first got involved with this AMP thing. He was telling me, you know, his things, ideas, and dreams, what he wanted to do. I was telling him things. He was asking me questions about money. I never took a check from nobody I ain't believe in. Because it just ain't worth it sometimes.
Yeah.
I took one check on accident, and that was from a tobacco company. You know what I'm talking about? But I don't smoke. There's no way I could support that. I mean, just as I'm saying, like, to go against, don't go against the way you feel.
I just turned down an energy drink. Yeah. She got all kind of sugar. I'm like, bro, I can't push it.
Yeah.
Bust somebody hard with this shit. It's cool, but I wouldn't even drink.
He said, bust somebody hard.
So I can't even, nah.
Yeah, go. And if I ever stop drinking, I ain't gonna tell you to buy liquor. Whatever I don't do, I'm not telling you to do.
Right, that real.
And I think that we got to go for politicians that seemingly, because guess what? It is lesser of two evils. You know what I'm saying? Politicians are politicians. It's all types of reasons people run for senator. You watch them movies like Night Agent on Netflix. I suggest y'all watch Night Agent on Netflix. I thought it was corny as a motherfucker. Binge watch the motherfucker. But you look at these stories and how people, you know what I'm saying, go rogue for opportunity. These senators are all up in play in wars and decisions on property zoning. Like, I'm just saying, like, you gotta get a little more educated again. I want people to read. So, yeah. The information is there for you. That's why I keep saying read.
Okay, so Prince is my father.
No, Prince is my father.
Let's talk about it.
Come on now. don't get quizzed on big facts. Don't have the answer. Yeah, nah.
What does that statement mean to you?
Nah, Prince is my father because the way he touched abalone and Purple Rain I didn't have a father growing up. It taught me how to touch a woman. Okay. And I never forget that vividly at like 11 years old, 1984. It just touched me. I was like, oh, you know what I'm saying? And then the music, you know what I'm saying? I think men are taught not to be vulnerable emotionally, you know what I'm saying? Right. Me being a lover has got me everywhere I've ever been. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So I love the songs he's created and his body of work spoke to me like no other. Even before, like hip hop. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like Rakim was my favorite rapper. I really didn't identify with rap. And to that, I'm talking about wanting to be a part of the culture. So I give all that credit to Prince, you know what I'm saying? They say they need answers. About what? When
I get big fat, big fat, big fat. State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
So let me ask you a question with absolutely and completely and totally no disrespect to Prince. Mm-hmm. But do you feel like Prince walked so that Sexy Red could fly?
Hell no.
Hell because, you know, no, I saw this debate online, right? Because you know how hell he, no. his stuff, not,
hold on,
not.
Hold on, let me ask this right quick. Cause
I'm gonna answer.
I'm glad y'all I'm said answer. Prince, right? Cause back in the day, you know how niggas would have looked at that? Mm. The niggas before us, our granddaddies, mm-hmm. like, man, they walking around with that boy with his ass out.
Oh, and heels.
See, but now we saying that was cool cause it was in our generation. But what about now? This shit these girl doing, booty hole, what you say? The booty hole brown. That's yeah, the same nobody, shit.
No, no. First of all, please, I'm glad you asked me about
that's
sexual.
The same shit.
It ain't, cause she talking about chlamydia and the color of fucking the excreting shit coming out of her motherfucking private parts.
I ain't heard that part.
Okay. It's Googleable. She said she's been burnt how many times, Jay? You know it?
No, yeah. No,
no but it's a difference between yeah. selling fantasy and fucking disgusting misogyny. When women become misogynists, it's over. If you ain't got no motherfucking respect for yourself, it's over. It's over.
Yeah.
It's over. There's no coming back for that. There's no respect you could ever ask from a man and you doing that shit. Ever.
Yeah. I totally ever. Agree.
They don't even respect these niggas anyway, though. They don't even respect
but
these niggas.
But listen,
how these women can't, in their defense, these niggas
okay,
act more like
do?
Bitches.
You gonna get
so
bumped?
You can't even respect
you gonna put
these
a strap
men.
On? You gonna motherfucking go through life, feel like you need to be the man? That what you gonna be? That what you wanna be? Okay, fine. But we talking about what music made people feel like then and what it makes people feel like now. It's making a square feel like they got to be bisexual. It's making motherfuckers feel like they got to do things that ain't in their comfort zone. You got niggas blowing their heads off because they feel like popping pills and doing shit they man want them to do going to make them whole.
Yeah.
It's dysfunctional on the highest level. That shit ain't cool, ain't never going to be cool, wasn't cool. And they go back to the comments about Luke, Too Short. Them was one-offs. Them was one-offs. The majority of music wasn't that. Now the majority of music is that.
Okay, so you're saying basically you had choices then.
You had options to be who you wanted to be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Music kept you safe. There's no safety.
Yeah. Mm.
You taught to rob. What type of fucking culture are we? In our legacy and heritage, are we taught to be scammers? Mm. We taught to say, fuck our queens, the only fucking species on earth that can birth our sons and daughters we taught to hate? This shit is some bullshit. I'm never going for that. And I don't give a fuck who it hurts. Because right now, these motherfuckers got to be butt hurt and offended. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers ain't going. They making money off it. What you think they going to keep? They going to keep doubling down. Guess what? More people going to die. These designer drugs killing our babies. Mm. I'm talking about your organs not functioning. It ain't weed. It ain't cocaine. It's fucking killing you from the inside. And yet, yeah. I am saying this. Yeah. The music is killing us too. The music is killing us. You only have 90% of your music is fucking murder, kill, suck dick, eat pussy ass. I ain't never heard so many talk about eating ass. All you niggas ain't freaks. All you niggas ain't even about that life. And you gonna have some shit on your face you can't get off. Fucking with somebody get chlamydia on go. Somebody said they had chlamydia more than once and it's cool with saying they the raw dog fucking queen. Come on, now you can't make that okay. It's not okay. All you youngins, it's not okay. It's not okay. It's not okay to want to die.
You gotta respect Kenny because what I've always loved about Kenny is that he is, we all are, but he is willing to stand on what he, like, publicly,
sure.
openly, top to bottom since before
because
I
ain't
knew
hurt
you.
Nobody. I'm giving free game. Mm. If you ain't got no motherfucking daddy in your life and you want some respectable game from a motherfucker that been in a relationship 24 years, I'm your man. If you want a motherfucker that been through culture with all these fucking vultures, overseers, and niggas that don't give fuck about you and made my own, I'm your man. If you motherfucker ain't got no motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, significant other to tell you the truth. Your people supposed to tell you the truth. Your motherfucking father, your mama, your daddy, your motherfucking manager, they supposed to tell you the truth.
When you think it's too late to even hear the truth, though?
It's never too late. It's never too late. Did you see goddamn Top Boy, bruv? Isn't it? She got caught up at the end of that motherfucker because her sister died on dope. It took the motherfucker closest to her to die from dope to realize she ain't on the bullshit no more. But how many motherfuckers we gotta keep losing? How many? How many people you don't know done died, man, since I know you?
But that shit get numb. You get numb to that shit. And just,
we not supposed to be numb to that, man.
Right, but I'm just telling you. I'm telling you from a mind state. Like, and I'm not saying I could dome none of this shit. I'm just saying I can see where they mind at. What people mind is at. Zombie. You get what I'm saying? It's like, bro, it's just a way of life. Like, I don't know how to, I'm saying, how, what's the, how the fuck do we fix it?
Action.
You know what I'm saying? I get it, because I'm just as frustrated as you.
Can we fix the Walking Dead? The
absolutely, because they love somebody. This nigga be in the midst of all the shit. They love her. Mm. They listen to her. I told him when I first snatched him up a year, like I said, you can do it more than anybody in Atlanta because you got the longest tenure and been where they at.
But I think you got to do it by showing it, and the niggas who going to come out that talking. These niggas don't want to hear no talking.
I hear you, but what you know they gonna do? What they gonna do though?
I'm saying, so you
what,
gotta.
What's the holy grail then? For
you gotta just, we gotta just show them, like you said, we gotta just make it lame. We gotta just get the niggas who they look up to first, to get on the same type of shit, bro. Like, all right, we ain't on that. That shit lame.
First, okay, but let me ask y'all. But do, let me ask y'all this though, real quick.
Please, let me say something.
I get first, what you saying. I'm just saying, like, what's the?
I feel what you're saying.
We gotta, but I think like the value of life has to be reestablished, because if a motherfucker don't give a fuck about their life, then they don't.
Give yourself the button.
If they don't give a fuck about life, then. If they don't give a fuck about life, they don't give a fuck about nothing.
It's do
or die.
Like,
but go I feel ahead, like what
they love,
what,
somebody,
like what Black is saying about the niggas that these niggas are looking up to and the niggas that these niggas are respecting, making it cool and all of that, have to say, okay, this shit is lame. It's going to be kind of difficult for those niggas to say this shit is lame when the lame shit is basically providing their way of life.
But lames is running the world. But, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Nah.
If you said something about executive early, right? If you know an executive don't even listen to the music they signing, that's lame. If you know motherfuckers in control of something, telling you to do something they don't do, that's lame.
For sure.
And you gotta hear what I said before y'all went on that banter. Everybody loves somebody. These motherfucking killers love their baby girl. If they love somebody, they could be changed. Love is an emotion. It's a thing you cannot shape. And yes, you're right. We numb to a lot of things, but you're not numb to the shit you was used to. So there was a switch, right?
But can nobody teach me that?
No, I had
everybody
to go through
some spiritual shit.
Yeah, but you also got taught it because of the things you decided to put yourself. Bless you, beautiful.
Bless you.
Can nobody teach me to change it?
No, I'm saying teach you is not actual lessons. Teaching you is what you want to put yourself around to absorb, what you want to experience, how you want to show up. Yeah. I say it all the time. Show up how you want to be received. Mm-hmm. If you tired of being a broke motherfucker, get around some money. Mm-hmm. But you know you got to bring something to the table.
Yeah.
And people that hustle or scam know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I refuse to believe that the core of everything we are, which is love as a people, that got us through. Love got us through slavery. Love got us through segregation. Love got us through civil rights. Love got us through all that shit. And as much as niggas say they don't give a fuck, it's somebody they give a fuck about.
True.
Yeah.
One person.
So speaking of giving a fuck about somebody and somebody,
I give a fuck about big facts.
Listen,
I've been waiting to come on this motherfucker.
And somebody in your life.
I don't know what the fuck took you niggas. How many years y'all been up? I got the answers, right?
So speaking of having somebody in your life that you give a fuck about and somebody in your corner that holds you accountable, how did you and Jessica meet?
Howard Homecoming 1997. I was doing a party.
Take us back.
Shifted, man. I'm trying to stay on this. I get that, bro. We that's like an ending, bro, on a positive note.
Yeah,
we about I'm to trying end. To stay
no,
in this mix. How do we
ending.
Fix this? How do we fix the world?
Doing
niggas,
exactly
niggas, need, niggas need a Jessica, for real. Just being real.
But ain't no, it's a lie. It's a shortage on them Jessicas now. Nowadays. Like, we got to go back into the time of what's going on. We got to speak to what's going on.
Nah, I hear you.
We can't speak to what we once was. Or what, how do we make that? How do we get more Jessicas? How do we change the world? Is what I'm saying.
No, we changed
it. That ain't that no
bank,
more.
Bank, we doing it. We doing it. But more people like you, to be honest with you, more people like you that are around the element need to become teachers. Mm-hmm. Ain't got to be no motherfucking lessons like we went to school or something. But if you saying some shit, or a motherfucker that look up to you gonna hear you. They going, how many people lives I done said? Y'all know gangsters that I done put in position in Atlanta that are winning restaurants, all the things.
Yeah.
So how you don't know somebody could change? And we talking about that, people that
it it's not. It's more niggas that's right, but mind not, made up but than like, niggas who mind ain't.
But guess what? They ain't got no bag.
But that's
they don't got no access. And they don't have no real power.
All you can do is what you can do.
That's like, what I'm saying. Like, it's more niggas doing, who mind made up. Like, buddy, what I'm doing. And it's more niggas that's on the fence. So we got to try to touch the on the fence
do you
niggas,
think,
bro.
Do you think that this...
Some nigga mind made up. My mind made up. My mind was made up.
Do you think this platform has changed some minds that was made up?
For sure. We got all of us got people that walked up to us like, man, I ain't never wanted to look at it like that. But because of this... I've been thinking
but
about
it. But your mind wasn't made up. When your mind made up, you don't even get the chance to listen to them niggas lying. But they talking about I don't even want to hear when your mind made up.
But you said your mind was once made
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
I'm saying, but I didn't hear shit to make me want to change. I wanted to.
Oh, you decided to yourself. I understand
but
what bang,
you did. See, that's a subconscious. You do see things because you want it more for yourself. So you have to see it to believe that you can have it. Or dream about it, or want to do it, and then the spiritual change came.
Yeah, that's what it was, brother. Them folks told me, bro, what I was gonna be if I didn't do this. Mm. What was gonna happen? I saw my end.
Mm. Yeah,
that's what made me say. Well, so if
and these niggas is seeing their end.
No, but they don't give a fuck about it.
Okay, they're cool. But they get the fuck on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Get the fuck on.
How do we weed that out?
But you can't.
Ain't gonna save everybody.
A motherfucker on the path to self. Yeah, that's it. A motherfucker on the path to self destruction is going to self destruct.
Facts.
If you get an opportunity, like prayfully that our people do, that's locked up right now.
Yeah.
You know you gotta fucking do better.
Yeah.
You know it ain't no motherfucker. But if you keep doing the bullshit, we gotta go get the motherfuckers that's worth saving. Now listen, I'm saying that. We got to go get the ones worth saving. Yeah. There's some motherfucker want to be saved.
Yeah.
They want some information. They want some access. They want a way out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You got to go get them. Right. The numbers outweigh when you do that.
Yeah.
You can't keep going back trying to save a motherfucker that don't want to be saved.
Because you're going to put yourself in jail.
Exactly.
And you're going to be on a motherfucking Rico, and you're going
to
be in motherfucking jail.
That's what I was going to get to. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like this. Okay. If you trying to help a nigga or you trying to goddamn mentor a nigga do all this, because we going to schools and shit. Shouts out to Dr. Barb. I went to a couple schools and fucked them kids. Them kids is lost. Mm-hmm. A lot of them is lost. Like, they fucked. Yeah.
Yeah.
They fucked up.
One more question.
Yeah. Like at the end of the day, they, and bruh passionate about what he do. So he pull me up. I pull up because he know the kids fuck with me and shit. But the thing about it is some niggas just don't want to be saved.
And I
hear you. And then if you, back to that, what you said about that. Okay, just savings. Like we just took a little dude to get him some cleats. You know, the armband for his foot pads, you know what I'm saying? Shit, because he said he was in regular gym shoes on the field. Cool, took him to get some cleat. But these young niggas actually doing shit too. So you affiliate yourself, he got your number, you so called, you might bail him out of jail just trying to show somebody's here for you. That is affiliation, what we was talking about earlier,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
These are gang members that you're trying to help, you kind of getting through to them. How do you do that? Mm.
You're doing it, you can't overthink it.
I ain't talking about this. I'm saying, how you do that and still remain, don't worry about, like you said, affiliation.
No, but affiliation is you hanging out with them motherfuckers, riding in the car, going to do things with motherfuckers you know you ain't supposed to be doing. You can't tell a motherfucker. I know how many gangsters I know. You ain't never seen
but affiliation Rico. Can also, can it be a young nigga text you about some shit trying to get some advice and it's in your phone and you really don't want to talk.
Advice is advice. Listen, man, we talking about cocaine. We talking about weed. We talking about things you go to jail for. We ain't talking about advice.
No, I'm not
going to get
about,
a nigga some cleats.
I ain't talking about that type of advice.
No, I'm just saying like, in general. Listen, y'all, everybody got a goddamn, you know the fucking law. Bad is bad.
Right.
Okay, let's not even get, like, you know what I'm saying? We not talking about that. We talking about, to his point, helping somebody is
for
helping
sure.
somebody.
For sure, for sure.
I'm going to, if you lock me up for being with somebody because I'm taking to get some cleats, I'm getting up out that like that.
Well, right. You get them out of
anybody.
Jail. You get them out of jail.
Okay, cool, but I got to, first of all, get who out of jail?
I'm just saying, like, if a little dude, he done got caught. You know nigga done got caught.
Kenny.
You
know
right, his that's parents, what I'm saying.
Reach out to you. Like, man, he's locked up, man. We need help.
Yeah, you can get money. If it's your partner, family, or whatever, you can get money to the family.
I'm saying it's the dude you're mentoring. Little dude you're mentoring.
Okay, listen, bro, again. You can't wait. Now, I'm not saying people don't deserve a second chance. I did not say that one time this session. Mm-hmm. I am saying no. If someone repeatedly gets into some shit,
yeah.
You ain't got time. You got to go to the next motherfucker and try to save.
Mm.
What am I saying? That's
but
wrong.
That, but the thing about it, that's like giving up, though.
How is it giving up?
It ain't giving up.
Fuck, I'm sorry.
What he said is if they've given up on themselves.
How you exactly? It's like loving somebody that don't know how to love themselves.
But that's everybody we talking about, though.
No, but we're
that's
not.
Everybody we.
Bang, you stuck. You stuck.
I know I'm late. You got to hear me. You got to hear me.
I promise.
What I'm saying. Hold on.
I'm hearing you.
Okay. So why are we upset at the people who already made their
choice? We're not upset.
Why are we upset with Buddha Hole Brown now?
No, listen.
This I'm going to feed my family.
Bang, we upset with somebody that knows better and doesn't do better. We're not upset with somebody that makes a mistake and needs another chance. But once you get that second chance and you double down on the bullshit, you with the shit.
That's what he's saying, though.
I know what he's saying, but there's no way around that. So he's saying, how do we continue to help them? We don't.
I'm saying.
Until he wanted to help himself, wasn't going to be seen
that's
by
what
somebody.
That's what it's still going to come down to at the end, though. You're going to have to want to help yourself regardless of who. You're
but
gonna
if
have
it's
to
the music. How do we get through to a motherfucker that made millions off
stop
of bullshit?
Stop selling that bullshit.
But that's what I was saying need. About.
I already
about
made millions off this shit. So that shit, them niggas talking about ain't buy shit.
The niggas that our great generation point. Looks up to having to say the shit is lame. How you gonna
you
tell
saying?
A nigga to say some shit is lame? And this is what's making me millions and affording me the capability to be able to take care of my family and do what I want to do.
You're right.
All money ain't good money.
But how do you get through to them?
All money ain't good money. You niggas basing your life on money already lost. If you can't enjoy the journey, half y'all waiting for
the
end.
But do that money feel
niggas,
the same?
But niggas,
hold on. All money ain't good money. But when I got the money, do they feel same as the good
but
money?
You ain't,
but I was
okay,
just fucked
okay,
up.
All right, hold on.
I'm just,
at 45,
a lot of niggas feel like money is money.
Yeah, it is.
I got
45 years old. I don't know how old you are, But is money as important as when you started?
No.
Okay, cool. You know better. You have a better understanding.
I'm saying when I was ignorant, I'm trying to talk about black.
Okay, but we can't
I was ignorant, let's talk, because most of these people.
All the blacks like.
All money was good money.
But they didn't make it. A lot of them niggas that thought all money was good money.
But
where they at?
You're right. They didn't make it. A lot, and you're right. But when you're broke, your stomach hurt. What you ready to take?
I'm not.
50-50. We got to talk about.
First time you get a pass.
You was a hustler.
First time.
So you understand.
But first time you get a pass for yourself. Give yourself the first pass of doing the wrong shit. But
this is the way they getting money in my era.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, if you're a criminal, if I was a criminal, I came in the game as bank robbers. My uncle, all these folks is bank robbers. I'm going to be a bank robber.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I did.
This is what I
just seen a nigga coming out with a bag of money.
Okay.
Same way, if my uncle was dope dealers and everybody go outside, they selling dope, then they got caught. That's the way they get the money. Okay, now I see these folks doing loans and credit fraud fiend. That's the way they getting the money.
All right, now say all that shit lame.
It is.
That's how we change.
Now, all right. That's 45 though.
Yeah, but
if I was broke trying to figure out a way how I'm finna feed Shante and my kids, I'm a lazy ass nigga when I come in the house. Damn, broke ass nigga, all that shit starting to get to me. That shit's gonna change me too wet how to get this money.
But knowing that too, you would have
been in the street. Of the methods.
Listen, change your surroundings. If you were to change your surroundings,
how?
I'm just saying, change.
How can
I? If you
could
get, if you
can, with no family,
I'm,
no nothing.
I'm with you, brother. All I'm saying is, if you can get some money, any
no,
way
I'm
you
not
get,
trying to make it cool. No, I'm just trying to have an argument that they will have.
Yeah, no argument at all.
I'm just saying, how they would have you. This is the argument that this is their circumstance.
Okay, my thing is, if you can go hustle and make some money, right?
Yeah.
You can hustle and go get some money. You can sell something, whatever you got to do illegal, get some money. You can take that money and flip that money, just like you can flip the drugs. You can go buy a property. You can go do things. My thing is, want more for yourself. And I know you didn't know, but you had to be around the people that did know to know.
But
and you see that in the hood.
Nobody want to be around a broke ass nigga.
I have no answer.
Nobody want to be around a broke ass nigga. So when niggas see you coming, you look like a criminal. You look like a thief, man. What that broke ass nigga want? So how the hell I'm going to be around you trying to get some money, bro? You don't want to be around a broke ass nigga.
I can't keep making excuses.
What Kenny is saying about a broke nigga doing what he needs to do to be able to.
So a nigga walk up. Y'all nigga wants a guy to see me and kid out there. We gonna be like, what the hell he doing?
Can I hit the weed? Y'all got me.
KB.
No, listen to what I'm saying.
Man, you gonna stand outside. We gonna chop it up.
I'm stressed.
We stand outside talking. We see a nigga with a hood on look like he needs some help. We gonna be looking like, what the hell is a broke ass nigga on? He on some bullshit. We're not finna help him.
I'm not gonna be
but
on
to
nobody's corner.
But what
he is
saying though about the
no
broke
more.
Nigga doing whatever he needs to do to like make the money and get some money and learn to try to flip it.
No, I'm not smoking. The
broke nigga that has made the money doesn't have anybody around him or doesn't have anybody in place to be able to show him the way to be able to flip it. And that was the whole issue.
Yeah,
from
y'all niggas, y'all confusing y'all still. Y'all
no,
saying
no,
same
no,
thing.
No, y'all say. Okay, I see how this shit played out. My broke ass uncle who went to college. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a nigga in school. I'm just saying. I'm a nigga is like regular. I'm just speaking from a point of view of what's going on.
Listen, you have an like absolute right factual point, a big factual point, but you're talking in circles. Because you know how to do it because you did it.
They
have to do the same thing you did.
I can't see that right now. I can see that then.
Okay.
I can see it
well,
now.
Well, hopefully they get the blessing from God to see it one day. One day I pray for all. I really do. I want every human, black human being on this planet to win.
See, I'm gonna tell you.
I also know time waits for no one.
It frustrates you, Kenny, because you know it's possible. Yeah. That's what's frustrating. Yeah, like, absolutely. It can be done, bank. I hear what you're saying, but nigga, it can happen. You did it, I did. I see what you're saying. That's why you're frustrated and passionate about it, because you know it's possible. All the things nigga gotta do is change their mindset. That's what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
You right.
And big facts is helping them change their mindset to your point.
But
they watch playing, big facts, though. They get enough of it, they will.
I'm just playing devil advocate.
Last motherfucking question. All right. Yeah, let's do that. Huh? Let's do the last question.
Go ahead to the woman, all to right. The baby girl.
Okay, so let's get back to Jessica. Let's go into that. Like,
yeah. Say, but y'all lost too, bank.
No, I would not be here.
No, but I'm telling you, I'm just speaking.
We have conversations about this.
Thanks. We have to have these conversations, though.
Over and over again.
We have to have these conversations. That's the only way to get other people to have a conversation.
They don't get it.
Yeah, and I don't have time to go into this whole wife thing. I met my wife.
Okay.
Because God aligned our paths. And I would suggest anybody that's willing to work for a relationship to have a partner. You don't have to label it as marriage. You can label it as a partnership. If they bring out the best in you, mm-hmm. I strongly suggest that you
nurture
get it.
And foster.
Yeah, because one thing I know in life, being 50 years old, you know, being married 24 years, having two functioning great humans as sons, mm-hmm. in a village that I've inspired, helped, or you know what I'm saying, motivated to get to the next level, you have to believe in it. You have to believe in it. If you don't believe in love, you know what I'm saying, you don't love yourself, you can't possibly be in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? You have to believe. And that's even in your skill set, what you do and what your superpower is. You can't get that shit done if you don't believe it yourself. So big shout out to my wife.
The Burns Lifestyle.
Yeah, big shout out to my sons and their burnslifestyle.com, clothing, apparel. Big shout out to all my spirit partners. But it all is the center of love, y'all. This whole life we live in, that we want to live, at the center of all that is love and respect for yourselves. And we can get anything we came for. We are all living proof. And again, hip-hop is our culture.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? We all from the diaspora, but hip-hop is our culture. We were all born into this. We have made money from this. People talk about, y'all not really from Africa. No, we not. The diaspora is originally from Africa, but we mm-hmm. are hip-hop culture. People always talk about bastardizing the culture. The culture, this culture. What they talking about? They talking about hip-hop. Yeah.
Right.
Families, these fathers, these mothers taking care of their children like never before. You never seen this much love. And to say we don't got it, it makes me upset. It disturbs me because we do have it. Everybody loves somebody, will die for somebody right now.
Yeah.
That shows you that you could do the rest, you know what I mean, on your journey. And I want people to believe in that. The core of everything is love and respect. So love and respect to y'all.
For sure. Final question.
Big shout out. Big shout out.
I got one last question. Mumbo sauce or hot with lemon pepper sprinkle?
Yeah, hot with lemon pepper sprinkle. I'm 18.
You have transition.
I've been here 30 years. As long as you've been an adult, you know what I've been here. So I can't meet. Like, you're a teenager. So.
Big shouts out, Kenny Burns, pulling up the Big Facts. Salute to you, my brother. Check us out, too, at www.bigfactspod.com.
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.